This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
Parents are always looking for resources, especially in this time where everything we need is probably being accessed digitally. There is a website called whereparentstalk.com, and it has unveiled a fresh new look and new features. It's aimed at bolstering its support of parents with relevant and resonant news, views, and advice from other parents during a time when raising a kid is often in the hands of the digital village. Leanne Castellino is a journalist and founder of whereparentstalk.com, and she joins me now. Hi, Leanne. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Hi, Barb. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about whereparentstalk.com and the kind of stuff people can find there.
Well, it really is the culmination of over 20 years of being in this parenting space, and started with DVDs on baby care. And we've had radio shows, TV shows, all kinds of different information to educate and empower parents. And it's all now in this one hub, which is very exciting because it does give parents just the one-stop source to go to. So what we do is we interview parents and get advice from parents, because no one knows better than other moms and dads what it's like to raise a child. And we've tried to make it really easy for people to find information and to get the information they're looking for through a very robust search function, among other sort of items that we have on the website.
So it's interesting that I'm not sure if this is exclusive, but I know that one thing whereparentstalk.com does is focus on parents of kids age 15 to 24. You never find stuff like that for kids in that age group. It's always the real young kids.
Exactly. And that was very strategic on our part. That was something that we wanted to focus on because I personally feel that age group is underserved when it comes to parents. There's tons of stuff for prenatal, you know, when your baby is an infant and toddler. And then there's this pocket of time after they're into their teens where it's kind of empty. And that's one of the target areas that we're trying to address through this website, is to really try to support parents. And I have to say, like, one of the things that somebody told me when I first became a mom over 23 years ago was, you realize that kids need you more as they get older.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And I remember thinking, I was a brand new mom, and I was like, what is this person talking about? Like, it really shocked me. And I have to say, you know, I get the same reaction when I talk to people and tell them that. But it's so true. When they're young, the you know, what you're doing as a parent is just so different. It's, you know, feed me, change me, all of those things that are important. But as they get older, it's all the real heavy lifting stuff, like, you know, communicating, understand who they are as people, really kind of getting into sort of their mind and understanding where they're coming from. And those things don't happen by accident. It really is a process over time. And what we're just trying to do is say to parents, look, parenting is hard work. There are no instruction manuals. And whatever we can do to support your journey, and certainly by learning from other parents, it's really impactful and very important.
Yeah, and I think that's such a great point, because I talk about this a lot as well. The kids have very different needs when they're sort of 0 to 10 than 10 to 20. And the really big piece for me in the teenage years is like the guidance and the safety of home and knowing that they have a base. But, you know, there are people, certainly, who it doesn't come naturally to anybody. So where do you turn for help? Where do you turn to see what other parents are saying about those kinds of things? Is that something people can look to whereparentstalk.com
to get? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure, Barb. And what I was going to say is, when we started this over 20 years ago under a different name, there weren't very many parenting websites out there. You know, we're talking about there were no smartphones. There was barely email. The internet was in its infancy. So we've kind of been around and watched a lot of other parenting websites come and go. And it's, to me, it's about credible, quality information coming from experts. So when I say experts, I mean the fact that people, you know, are moms and dads, to me that makes them an expert because they're parents. So, you know, being able to share that. The other thing too is, you know, people don't live as close to their families as they used to, let's say when, you know, maybe we were younger. And so, you know, you might not know everybody on your street or your community, and people are increasingly turning to the digital world to get support. Well, you want to make sure that wherever you turn is a really trusted resource that's got, you know, credibility and is doing these or providing this information for the right reasons. And that's really what we're striving to do.
You must have learned a lot through running this website.
I have to say, Barb, it's as much for me as it is for everybody else.
Yes.
I'm kidding. But you know what? I've been really fortunate. Met some terrific people along the way. That has actually helped me as a parent and helped my husband as a father in trying to navigate this. And think about what we've seen sort of in the last 25 years, let's say, there's been dramatic changes. And, you know, whether you're talking about screen time or, you know, all the things that social media and the internet have brought forth. And a lot of times, parents aren't even going to know what's going to be on their plate till it happens. And what we're trying to do, again, through a wide variety of interviews, is say to people, look, why not try to be proactive about a lot of this stuff instead of being reactive, and just be informed? And I think that makes a huge difference in terms of, you know, feeling empowered to handle situations and handle them well, because, you know, you never know what might be coming at you as a parent.
So very true. It's a great website, whereparentstalk.com, and Leanne Castellino is a journalist and the founder of the website. Leanne, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me, Barb.
Great to have you. Don't forget, it's whereparentstalk.com. You are listening to The Night Side.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by pocketemploymentlawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to pocketemploymentlawyer.ca.